Okay, so clarification. First of all, we're not disenfranchising anybody. We're not seating anybody or not seating anybody. We're getting information to make an informed decision on. And secondly, yes, there was a judge's decision. That decision is currently going through the courts and it's on appeal also. But it is not our intention to disenfranchise anybody or to seat or not seat. What we're looking for is the informed information to inform us as to the proper steps to take based on those minutes and the information that we're garnering right now. So we're not going to have any election or seat somebody that scheme to seat somebody that's our friends. The people here, we're out of respect to them, we're certainly not going to do that, just so you understand that. It is not our intention to do that. We're waiting to get information, and we're missing a lot of it. So that's our report on exactly why we're not seating anybody currently. Yes, Tom. Oh, Anthony? Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I want to echo some of what Steve was saying. You know, it's odd that so many months of minutes from the PNB meetings are missing. I have no idea why that is. I only learned about it for the first time at our last LSME meeting. But anyway, it's irrelevant to this issue. The only thing this board ought to have from the PNB is a note about the motion that accepted election tellers' counts of runner-ups, Terry Goodman's counts of election runner-ups, and saying that should be the list that's to be used. We don't have to go delving into all sorts of other stuff. And I think that's that'll do for the moment.
Thank you, Anthony. Did you, Tom, have something to say? Go ahead, Tom.
I just wanted to clarify that we do have two runners up at this meeting that have not been notified that they're eligible to be on this board.
Thank you. Sharon?
I want to just move this along, but I guess I just want to say that the judge's order was extremely vague and did not say in particular, certainly did not use the word scheming, and secondly did not say to use Terry Goodman's list. So that is something that is ambiguous in the judge's order.
And those are the sorts of things we want clarified. Thank you.
This mic needs to be louder.
Try speaking now and let's see what we get. Is
that better?
That's
louder. As long as we're not getting...
Yeah, well, I'm asking everyone because I have hearing issues too and I didn't hear anything. My hearing aids aren't great, but...
I'll talk louder.
Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to also comment that in this process, which has gotten really messy, it is difficult to make a decision because we don't have a local election supervisor, we don't have a national election supervisor to resolve questions that we as an LSB have. And so there, we don't have clarity about a number of issues related to the bylaws and the electoral process. So we are in a process of going through those things. And I also appreciate that Susan DeSilva and Carol Spooner are here today because they were appointed by the board and they also, you know, have wanted to give their time and help KPFA at this crucial time. And I also want to say there's many ways to help KPFA. And I appreciate all the ways that all of you are doing that.
Thank you. And we will notify the board as soon as we get the information that we've requested from the Pacifica National Board and share it with all of you. And I can share whatever the next thing comes from Nancy Sorden, who is now the chair of the board, or from the executive director who was here in Berkeley this week. Yes, Anthony?
Yeah, one more quick comment. You know, it's fine to seek input and perhaps opinions of attorneys who I hope are selected for impartiality and not to be asked to give reasons for an already determined outcome. But anyway, I would note that none of this was done prior to the board beginning to appoint people to the vacancies and simply ignoring the runners-up list. So if all this diligence had been done way back then, I think we'd be in a better position now.
And that's why we don't want to do anything impulsive at this point. We're going to be very circumspect, and we're going to get information before we make any decision so that we make the right decision. And again, I appreciate the people who came here today, and thanks for being here, the runners-up, and having an opportunity to be at the board with us. So, let's have a couple more comments, and then we have to do elections still. We started late. I just want to make sure we get enough time to go through all of this list. Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, quick question about upcoming elections. If there's no election supervisor, if the bylaws say we have to have an election, what exactly does this mean for the LSB and LSB members? And I'd like to actually direct this question to Carol Spooner, who helped write the bylaws. I mean, what happens now? Do the people who are termed out leave? I mean, where do the bylaws set? I mean, if that's okay with everyone.
If the board is okay with that, that's fine with me. If she can answer question, she did.
Yeah, I have an objective. If there's a discussion on the PNB, the issue of the election supervisor should be discussed. Has there been a discussion on the PNB from our PNB members about an election supervisor? Before we have a discussion,
I'm not on the PNB, so I don't know that. But do you know, Tom?
It's just about how
I'm talking about the election supervisor. I agree with you. We should have an election supervisor. It should be appointed. But has there been an election on the PNB?
Okay.
For our members who've been on the PNB,
actually, I just recognized Carol, and we'll find out. We'll see.
Let's from our PNB members.
You do not have the floor, Steve. Thank you, Carol. Could you answer the question that Richard just posed? Did you want to say something, Andrea?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is this working?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The bylaws do require an election this year, and the election must be conducted under the supervision of the National Election Supervisor. Tom Voorhees can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe the PNB has discussed whether to have an election this year or not, they've not been explicit about their decision if they have made one. If there is no election this year, which happened twice before, when there was an election year that should have happened in, I think, 2013 and again in 2014, and they did not, what happened was the LSBs around the country continued to serve until they had an election. And if anybody was termed out, there's a 6-year term limit, they went off the board, and the next in order in the waiting list came on. But they continued to serve until the next election.
So
that's the precedent. It's highly irregular. I will say that many things are highly irregular around Pacifica, and the main reason for it is money. Not only disagreements and dysfunctional and inability to discuss things, but there probably isn't enough money for an election this year. I don't know.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate that. So let me state that if it is the will of the board, that I could send an email you don't get to call on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to wait. If it is the will of the board, I would, if you cannot control yourself, you will have to leave. You're at an age where you should be able to do that. Thank you. What I would like to ask the body, as I was asking right now, is if it is your will, I can send an email as the vice chair and the currently sort of interim chair to the PNB, to the chair of the PNB and to the executive director, asking them what their intention is, if they're intending to hire an election, just saying what is your intention and what are your plans. Is that would someone put that in the form of a motion, or
so moved.
Do I have a second on that?
Second.
All those in favor?
Wait a minute. We have to have discussion.
Okay. Go ahead. Discussion.
Yeah, well, I asked first, what are our PNB members, what of their report of there's been a discussion or anything like that? Before we're voting on sending a letter to the PNB, we actually have representatives on the PNB. I think it's important that we hear from our representatives on the PNB about whether there's been a discussion.
I just asked Tom already, and he didn't say anything. So, Tom, I thought you said you hadn't heard anything. Have you
no,
heard any discussions?
I what I'm aware of is the PNB has not made a decision one way or another. I can say at the planning committee's meeting last Monday or the Monday before, Carol Travis did, I believe, speak against having elections this time around. And that's about the only thing I can clarify, in that I have only been seated legitimately on the PNB for, I think, maybe one meeting now. So it's I'm really not the right person to ask.
Thank you. I would just state that it's a neutral motion. It's not any in any way, shape, or form any sort of attack. The motion that was forwarded by and seconded now was merely to garner information. So, yes, Steve.
Yeah, if Carol Travis has actually argued against having an election supervisor for a national election, before we send a letter, let's find out from all our PNB representatives if that's the case. I mean, if our representative has said maybe we shouldn't have an election supervisor and we're going to send a letter, we look a little foolish.
Thank you. So we go ahead.
I yield to Andrea Turner.
The information being that Anthony's having so time. Okay. The information is that the board is still up in the air. So whether they're having discussion, I was told, or not, it's still in our purview to go ahead and ask the PNB for information on updated what's happening. That's a neutral position, and they're just in discussion. And so I would just say let's move ahead on asking for their intent. That's neutral. Can't get any more neutral.
Yeah. Sharon, I think you are still on the Pacifica Elections Committee because we haven't had new elections. And it's my understanding that there has not been any election committee meetings this year or for quite a long time. And so that's an indication of inactivity. I also believe that this body is not the PNB members. This body, the PNB members do operate somewhat independently. And so I think that we can make a request based on the intent of the KPFA LSB to ascertain what are the plans for the elections, because it has a serious impact for how we proceed with our work.
Thank you. And the motion is to request the position of and plans of the Pacifica National Board as to whether they will be hiring an election supervisor or have an election. For example.
I so move.
Thank you. It was moved. I just wanted to read the exact verbiage. Okay, so on the vote, all those in favor? Opposed? One opposed? Abstentions? 10-1. The motion passes. And I'd like to move along to our delegate assembly to hold the re-elections for the committee members and the treasurer. So I'm going to turn this over to our secretary. Steve?
Yeah, I think this is out of order because we haven't filled the slots that are required.
Duly noted, I find that's not acceptable. That we need to fill those seats. We need to have representatives to the committee.
Well, I don't think that they're going to be recognized. That's the point. We're wasting our time if we have an election which is not properly conducted because we haven't filled the seats.
Okay, well, they didn't recognize us before because people voted. That was the premise on which they didn't recognize us, because people who they don't acknowledge as actual board members were voting in that particular instance. They will not be voting in this. This will be only the current members of the board, and that is in order, and I'm going to rule that on that. So let's go ahead and do the delegate assembly to hold re-elections. I will give this to you. Do you have the ballots?
Mary Ann Thomas has offered to help with the election, and Aki's going to also help. So we are passing out ballots. Andrea, can I take this right now? Thank you to all of you who emailed me with your nominations. Those who emailed me with nominations, names appear on the ballots. Otherwise, you can write in names of those who are not on the ballots. And so we'll go through as soon as everybody has a ballot and go through with nominations. Yes, so we'll go through one by one. Election of treasurer to the KPFA LSB, please check or write in one. Those who have been nominated prior to this meeting are Sharon Adams and Carol Spooner. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? And Aki, can you keep track of nominations as well so we are double recording? So it's at the top so you may vote. And also, are there any other nominations for treasurer? Okay, thank you. So you can go ahead and vote, and now we'll open up the nominations for the KPFA committees. For the audit committee, there are two seats on the audit committee. You may vote for two, you may vote for one, you may vote for nobody, but there are two seats available from the KPFA LSB on the audit committee. So those who have been nominated for the audit committee are Christina Huckins and Aki Tanaka. Are there any other nominations for the audit committee? Thank you. Okay, elections committee. There are two openings for the election committee. Those who have been nominated are Sharon Adams and Marilla Arguelles. Okay, any other nominations for the elections committee? Okay, governance. There are two openings on governance. I was nominated, and are there any other? Carol Wolfley, are there any other nominations for governance?
Yeah, I was nominated and elected when we did this earlier this year, and the GovCom hasn't met yet as far as I know, but I still would like to serve on it, so I nominate myself.
Thank you, Anthony. Okay. Programming. There are two openings on the programming committee. I was nominated, and Richard Walensky. Are there any other nominations for programming committee? Okay. All right. Now, committees of inclusion, coordinating committee, and the task forces below, please write in any names of people, your own name. Those are not elected. Those are volunteer. Yes, Sharon. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any questions? All right. Go ahead and vote. Sorry,
just
Anthony.
If I'm not mistaken, I haven't thumbed through the bylaws, but these elections are supposed to be done via single transferable vote. But as long as we have equal numbers of candidates as seats, we'll dodge that bullet this time.
That's correct. The only one that it's unclear is treasurer. So it's important to still go ahead and vote for treasurer. And, you know, you can put the checks by anybody. Thank you.
Did you have a question, Brian?
Steve has a question, but he needs a microphone.
Go ahead.
Yeah, before we have the election, can the candidates talk about why they want these positions so we can get an idea of what they want to do with these committee positions?
That's fine if the candidates want to speak. I guess that would be first Sharon Adams and Carol Spooner would be the first.
Okay. Well, I'm running for treasurer because I've been on the board for 3 years now, and I've been looking at the budgets for several years and looking at them closely, and I would like to work with Maria and with business management to understand the budgets better. I know there's a lot of issues with them, but in particular with respect to KPFA, I want to understand how the finances are playing out, and I just want to have a deeper understanding of what's happening, and I will be, to the extent that I get the information, I will forward it to the LSB before the meetings if I have the opportunity to do that.
Great, thank you. And Carol Spooner, did you want to make a statement?
I would ditto what Sharon said. I think it's very important for the LSB to understand the KPFA's budget and to get as frequently as possible updates on how we are doing vis-a-vis the budget versus actual expenses. And I'm looking forward to working with Maria to help clarify and keep us all well informed about that, and also keep us informed about national finances, which impact us. And as the treasurer, you meet with the National Finance Committee. I've been actively following Pacifica Finances since 2002. I've read every financial report that exists, and I'm very familiar with how the money moves around. I'd also like to set up for the LSB a local finance committee that meets once a month or quarterly with the business manager to sit down and ask questions as a local committee. I think I know they do that at some stations, and I think it's very helpful to them. So.
Thank you, Carol. The audit committee. There's only two of us, so it's not going to be a rigorous race here. But I would second what actually both Sharon and Carol have said. I think it's really important to understand how our audits are critical to get done, because we could lose our status as a 501c3 without the audits being done. And there is, you know, always the possibility in the future that we may get our CPB funding back, and that's really critical for us. So I'm really concerned about the audits and the timeliness of them. So that's why I'm running for the audit committee. Aki, did you want to say something? Okay, thank you. Then there would be Carol Wolfley on governance.
I want to say I think governance is crucial. It's the most crucial issue in the future of Pacifica. How do we get a balance of a functioning governance that is at the same time protective of our democratic independent media? And I think that needs to be considered carefully and worked on very carefully. And the upcoming elections, what's going to happen with those, how those are treated, I think there's some very serious issues that we face with independent media, and I have worked on some proposals around governance to find the right balance. Thank you.
Thank you. Anthony, did you want to make a statement?
Yeah, I'm eager to have the GovCom finally start meeting. Bill Crozier said some time ago he was interested in doing a rewrite of the bylaws. I would like to be a part of that. I invoke the bylaws quite often, but that doesn't mean I like them as they are. I'd like to see some ideas for repairing them, not just in the details, but in the entire structure to make it simpler and more conducive to supporting radio rather than just boards and committees and what have you getting in internal fights that have nothing to do with radio. So that would be my top priority.
Thank you, Anthony. So did everybody... programming, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say I think coordinating national news and public affairs and also great culture, inspiring culture is crucial. It's my understanding, Tom, you might know, I think there's 300 affiliates now, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, which is exciting news, and to try and work on that nationally, I'm looking forward to hearing what Tom is doing on the programming committee around that, and thank you, Richard, for being willing to run.
Well, Carol, you asked me to be on it. Not only do I have the history, the memory of Pacifica that most people don't have, but also as the folio editor, I understood what it takes to create it, to promote it. And as a programmer, I know that listeners don't always know how to do something. And there's a practicality that seems missing that I see in emails regularly from people who are on various governance boards. So that's more or less where I come from in terms of working on programming.
Thank you, Richard. So I guess we need to... Did everybody turn a ballot in? Yes.
And I just signed up for inclusion. I'd just like to work on that. Okay, so I just put my name on that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Ballots and
do we want to take a 20-minute break?
Yes.
What? We could do by acclamation.
There
that's true.
There
is for treasurer.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that won't take 20 minutes because it's not the legal transfer of the voting.
Yes, that's true. So,
you could probably do it.
What I'm saying is, do people want a health break or, you know? Pardon? I mean, let's go ahead and take a vote. Well, that's what we used to use in our meetings. Yeah,
I move to take a break.
Second.
Yay. How much time do you guys want? I mean, we want to be out of here today, so how many? 20 minutes? Okay, 20-minute break. So back by about 1:20 at the latest. Thank you. Here? Oh, loquacious one. That could apply to a lot of us here, but... Richard. Hi, Richard. I know, I gave him a new title, Loquacious One. It's like, which works. Hello, Loquacious One. Okay, so calling the meeting back to order. Do we have the results of the vote? Okay, do you want to announce it, Carol?
Okay,
it was folded in half.
But I would say that Sharon Adams was elected treasurer. Congratulations, Sharon. Christina and Aki were elected to the audit committee. Sharon Adams and Marilla were elected to elections. Carol Wolfley and Anthony Fest were elected to governance. Programming, Carol Wolfley and Richard Walensky. And
Who was it, Richard and who? I'm sorry.
Me. Carol. And that Andrea was has agreed to serve on the inclusion committee.
Thank you.
Can we hear the tallies, please, for the record?
Sure. Hold on just a sec.
The what?
The tallies.
There it is, right?
Maybe.
Did you guys do tallies? If this is the only one that counted, was the... There was only two for every one.
Just what's for the treasurer? That would be the one that was contested.
Did you want? Did you
he wants the tally vote.
Well, tally. Ideally, just for the record, that we know which candidate got how many votes in each office.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that Carol Spooner got 4 votes and Sharon got 6. And they didn't tally the other ones, but because it was obvious. But Marianne and Aki, would you be willing to actually get exact tallies from those? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So the next would be PNB reports, and our Tom is here, who would be the only person who is on the PNB currently. So I would ask, do you have any reports that you can share with us information on what's going? Hold on just a second. Could we have could we listen for a minute? Because this is important. So what can you tell us, Tom?
Well, I've only been on the PNB for one meeting so far, so I really don't have an awful lot to report, except that in the planning committee meeting, what Carol Travis had to say is about the only information that I really have at this point, where she came out against elections for this year.
And I believe it's because of money. Is it because of there's no money there to do it? Do you know why?
If she did, I don't recall why.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody? I mean, obviously, Thomas been at one meeting, so we don't expect a whole font of information, but if anybody has any questions that Tom may be able to answer.
Well, I have a question. Does everyone know that there was an election, what the results of the PNB election were? Because we have some members here who were running in the election, and they lost the election or they won the election. Can you talk about who the election results were in the PNB?
I'm not clear on what election you're...
Is it the programming committee or strategic planning committee?
I was elected to the programming committee, and I believe Carol Travis came out on top for the strategic planning committee.
Thank you, Tom.
So, the other thing is there was a resolutions... I think everyone got it. Sabrina sent out an email. She was running for the program committee, and she had said that there were some resolutions she got passed by the programming committee. Do people recall that in an email that she sent out? And I was just wondering, these committees, like the programming committee or whatever committee it is, do you have access to these resolutions? Because I'd be interested in seeing what the resolutions are that are being passed by the committee.
Well, that is why we have asked for the minutes to be...
I'm talking about resolutions.
That's, the resolutions would be included in the minutes. That's an important aspect of the minutes. Thank you. Tom, wait a second. First, Carol was, she had already asked, and then Sharon already did, and then Tom back again. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm concerned that the programming committee and the governance committees haven't met. The programming committee is chaired, I believe, by Catherine Davis in New York, who is part of that MNN movement to separate WBAI from Pacifica. So I'm wanting to hear if you know, and I just asked Tom individually, but I'm concerned about WBAI, that how are they doing, what steps are they doing to be able to pay central service fees, are they up to date in their central service fees, and the other thing I would just say is that many committee meeting minutes are posted on the Pacifica National Board archives. So, Steve, I think what Sabrina was talking about was there was a motion last year when Tom and I and Sabrina were on the national committee that Sabrina worked on, and that had to do with assessing all of the stations, like what was the income coming off of different programs and what was the listenership. To do evaluations, each station was responsible to do evaluations regarding listenership and income from programming.
Thank you. And Sharon?
I'm sorry,
you need a mic.
I didn't hear what committee you got elected to, so I just wanted you to say that again on the PMB. What committee you got elected to?
I was elected to the programming committee, and I lost out to Carol Travis on the planning committee.
Thank you, Tom.
And if I could also say that I have requested a lot of the history of the programming committee from Otis, and I have some of it, and there's some more supposedly coming, and I have been so busy I have not, and I've just had it for a couple of days, and I've been so busy I haven't really had time to go through what I have so far, but I will get to it before this next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Tom. And if there, I think, since that was pretty much it for the Pacific National Board reports, so we're going to go into programming reports, which is, there's old business, bylaws amendments regarding representation.
I wanted to talk a little bit. I put programming reports on the agenda because I think it's important to hear some things about programming. I'd like to hear, you know, from staff people or people who have connection with other programs, any issues about things that are coming up. I understood there might be a change of location for Project Censored. One thing that I wanted to announce is on Sunday, KPFA's at KPFA on the April 15th, there was a women's meeting of women programmers and hosts and people working with tech, and there were 13 people there, and the agenda included introductions of people getting to know each other, a review of the programming for International Women's Day 2018, and planning for 2019 International Women's Day, discussion of possible what was the history of the women's department, and also podcasting, people working with podcasting. So, and they're going to continue to meet as a group.
Thank you. Did you have your hand up, Steve?
On the programming, we've talked, there are people that are doing, like, program, for example, the anti-war demonstration that was held. Dennis covered it. But that's something that could be podcasted live, streamed. And I think these community events or actions like that we should support the idea of them being available for all the listeners and as much as possible in a multimedia format, if it's possible to do that. And the other thing is the anti-war demonstration. I understand Anthony did a cart to publicize that, and it was not put on the air. But my feeling about programming is when you have an event which is important to the community and a cart is made, it should be out there so people know about the thing. And I think that KPFA has a responsibility and you know, goals that these are the kind of things that we want to publicize. And if somebody does a cart for something like an anti-war protest, that's something that should be programmed in or at least with announcements. And the other thing is, and I brought this up earlier, is around programming. There is no programming committee. Basically, the program director, I assume, with the manager, are making the programming decisions. And there's no process for the unpaid staff to really have any input in an organized way about programming at KPFA, much less the listeners. And I think that's problematic about programming, because programming changes are made and they're just announced, fait accompli. And that's not, I think, a good way to run a station.
Okay, thank you. Richard?
In terms of the cart, if the cart wasn't played, you should have probably contacted the people in charge. What happened? Do we know why it wasn't played? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, turned out it didn't meet the rules, which, among others, require that the event in question charge an admission fee.
That what?
The event being announced has to charge an admission fee of an anti-war demonstration, even though they pass a bucket, does not charge an admission fee, hence it does not qualify for a cart. I was hoping with the change of some of the personnel turnover that these peculiar rules, which don't seem to have any basis in communications law, would not be enforced anymore. But so far, could no change.
Okay, could I just one comment? I don't know how the cart was recorded, but I know that we cannot urge people to go to an event that is a paid event. And I think that may have entered in. So if it was posed in a way of just announcing the event, I think, rather than urging people to go, that's usually the way that we've gotten around that in the past. So that's my understanding. And Sharon was next.
I appreciate what you're saying, Anthony, and I don't know what happened there, but I just want to say that I did hear Dennis Bernstein, actually, the night of the KPFA party. He had a bunch of people in the studio speaking all the whole program about it, and then he had another show earlier that week also where he devoted quite a bit of time to the rally. So, I mean, it was on the air at least, but maybe I don't know what happened with the car, just saying.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, when I was talking, this was a few years ago, about what we can and can't put on the air, we have to be really, really careful about this stuff. We can say, go to such and such a website. Now, I don't know, I have something coming up about the book fair, and I have someone saying most things are free, but some have a cost, and you have to go to the website. I'm hoping that that's okay. But I assume it is, but no prices, nothing like that. We have to be really careful about all of that. And maybe there's something, I was told it was the FCC.
Yeah, because we're a 501c3. Right. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, well, an announcement of an anti-war protest is allowable under FCC rules. You can announce that there's going to be an anti-war protest. I mean, other stations announce can I finish? Yeah. I mean, it is, and I think it's important that KPFA do that. We have to, in an organized way. I mean, it's good that Dennis carried the rally on his show and that kind of thing. That's good. I mean, I support that. But I think we have a responsibility to get it out all over the place as big as possible. And that's like May Day. I mean, there are going to be events on May Day. I had proposed having a day of May Day programming. I don't know what's happened to it. I haven't heard from the manager, but there are going to be a lot of events in May Day. There's going to be a march. The longshoremen are closing the port. They're going to be marching. Having a card like that, letting people know about that, would be important to show KPFA is not just having a program about it, but is actually supporting the actions, you know, by or encouraging people to know about the actions.
Okay, I was next. So I'm just going to say I doubt that you're going to find anybody in this room that's going to disagree with you on helping put information out about an anti-war demonstration. The only thing that I said might be a caveat is the presentation of it, and there cannot be go to this thing that you have to spend money on. So I don't know. I don't know how it was posed. But I think that, did you have your hand?
No,
I didn't.
Yeah, there's a couple things. I mean, I know there's PSA announcements, there's community calendar announcements, and those go through the First Voice Apprenticeship Program, and they have really strict guidelines and timelines and everything. And then I think it's different if sometimes if people announce things on their individual shows that they're working on. So another way can be to contact individual programmers and ask them, you know, to put something on. I also want to say the purpose of this agenda item is to hear from people. It's kind of an announcement part of the agenda. It isn't a general discussion of programming. It's like if something's happening with Project Centered or Work Week or, you know, one of, yeah, it's letting us know some of the things that are going on so we have a better understanding for the station, or to bring, you know, a question of if you need some kind of support or something for something. So, thank you.
Anthony, you want to let us know that?
Well, let me just say a very, very quick conclusion to the CART matter. I mean, it was no big deal making a 60-second CART. That incremental labor is very minor. I was just asked to do that by one of the demonstration organizers, and it didn't get played, you know, so be it. You know, I didn't lose any sleep over that, and I'm delighted that other programmers did what they should and announced it to the upcoming event. If I was still doing news, I would have put it in the community announcements at the end. I think sometimes people get confused. Jeff Mackler, who asked me to do the announcement, I think he contacted someone, didn't recall their name, and then it turned out he was talking to apprenticeship, but he asked me to do a CART, so I was trying to interface with engineering, so it was just a little bit, we might want to present a better, more user-friendly openness to non-staff who want to get events announced. I'm not sure what it is, Carol, that you want to know about Project Censored.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, now that Antonio's back on staff, I think if you want to send an email out to them, to Quincy and Antonio, saying that now that we have somebody who can actually deal with the staff that way, maybe Antonio can find out exactly what the parameters are, and then send us all an email. As if you've noticed, we've finally been getting those emails on a weekly basis. And so I think now there is something in place. And I think, you know, you're right. We should have parameters. We should know what we're doing and how far we could go. I mean, when I found out about this stuff, it was from Richard Perodsky in a one-on-one conversation. So, you know, now that Antonio's there to do it, we can have him do it.
So would you send an email out to that,
sure,
requesting that?
I would, and I would say one final thing on that is that I customarily do refrain from the so-called call to action tone, even though I think it's preposterous. I still abide by it.
Thank you, Anthony. And I think we'll move along now. We have to be out of here by three. Okay, so we bylaws amendments regarding representation. I believe is that your item, Carol? Did you put that regarding the PNB bylaws change?
Yeah. That's ongoing because the PNB has not made any proposals. I think some people are looking at questions about representation, and questions of representation like if some stations are seriously behind for a long period of time, in paying central service fees, is it appropriate for them to have the same representation as the other stations? So those are questions that are coming up, you know. What is happening with the PNB in terms of the bylaw proposals that were made last year? Are those being followed up on? So I'm guessing, Tom, you don't have any more information than we have about governance at this time. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. The old business of LSB evaluation of KPFA program director. Did people receive the email with the documents by any chance? It was. Mm-hmm. Well, make sure we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, as I said earlier, we've never had, right, since I've been involved here, a member, the program director come here and just talk about what's going on. Give an update, a report, that kind of thing. And I think that that makes it difficult to have an evaluation of the program director. If you never see the program director, ask a question, if you have a comment. We need an interactive kind of thing with the program director. So there is no programming committee. It's just one or two people who make these decisions. So we need some accountability. And frankly, I can't do something as far as make an evaluation without having access to that person to ask questions or that kind of thing. The other thing is, for the unpaid staff, changes are being made, and they're just announced to the unpaid staff. This has changed, that's changed. Some programs are repeated. There's no explanation. There's no announcement to the unpaid staff.
Okay,
it's not a, I don't think it's a good way to operate. You know, you need to
okay,
have
but part of interest is that like, you're actually doing an evaluation now, and that's
no,
the
I'm not
purpose.
Doing an evaluation. I'm talking about the need for us.
I understand what you're talking about,
yeah.
But you're actually the intent of this actually discussion was supposed to be, have you seen the forms and were you in accord with the forms that you want something to be moved? I understand that there are other issues and it would be good to have the program director come and speak to us. I agree with you. But this particular item was supposed to be, did you review the documents? Did you see them? Thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, the points you're making are part of the evaluation, actually. I mean, period. That's your perspective on the evaluation, and that would go to the program director. I agree with this that we've had that there's been a vacuum on information. So it's part of the evaluation. It's why we're here.
Thank you. If you haven't had, oh, go ahead, Tom.
On my history here, a year or so that it's been so far, on the LSB, I have not seen the program director once that I can recall, and I would really like to have her make a presentation before we do an evaluation.
Thank you, Tom. Back to the forums. Have people had an opportunity to look at the forums? Because that's really what this is intended to describe. Yes, Richard?
Is there any way that you as chair or something, next time you speak with Quincy, to kind of indicate what we want?
Yes. Okay. I will do that. So if people don't have the forums, were you speaking on the forums, Anthony? Or?
Well, yeah, but just to basically repeat what's been said before, I've seen them, and most of these items, if I were to fill these in as a board member and a staff rep, most of my answers would be question mark. You don't know.
Right. I understand. Okay, so I will talk to Quincy, and I would like people to find those forms in your emails. If you can't find them, we can have them sent out again just so you can review them and see if you're in accord with them, with what the questions are. Yes, Sharon.
I think this kind of happens every time. So if I could just make a suggestion is that if you send them out maybe right before the meeting, because you'll probably send them out right after, this meeting. And then, you know, I'm like, wait, I know they're in there and I can't find them. So if you just send them out maybe the week before, or maybe with the agenda or something like that, just to help
That's
us.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Could we do that, Carol? Yeah. That means can Carol do it because she's who sends out the emails for Carol.
Could I speak on this? So I've sent these forms three times already. And part of the process of evaluation is a process. So what I would like to do, let's check the time. We have a little time here. I'd like to go through these. We can read them. We can talk about them.
Let's not read them all over right now.
Okay. So what I would like, you know, if I send them out the last minute, it doesn't give you time to work on them. Because if you're going to send edits, we need to have time to incorporate the edits, consider the edits. So part of due diligence, evaluation is a serious process. So we want to do it carefully. So what I would suggest is you go through and read these carefully. This is my third request. And then look at it and see what you have. See if you have proposed edits and email them back to me so that we can have, you know, a reasonable discussion.
Okay. And I assume that since it's on the closed list, if you do a search on your closed list, unless you've deleted it, it should still be there. So, but yes, Marilla? Program evaluation was the header.
It has the word evaluation.
Right. Sure. Yes, Steve.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I support the proposal by Tom that we make a motion that the program director come before us.
That
we make a motion that the program director come before us so we can have a chance to at least ask some questions and find out what's happening with programming. Because I think it's... you know, it's important to have an evaluation. That's, you've taken time to put the thing together, and let's let it have a process where at least we can get some questions answered. That's all, from the program director. So I support the motion that Tom made, that we, before we take action on this evaluation, we invite the program director to come and, you know, just outline what's happening and answer some questions. I make that as a motion.
I didn't hear a motion. I just made a motion. Did you write it? Could you write it?
Yeah, I'll second the motion if you'll write it up, Steve.
So you make the motion to invite the program director, manager, to come speak to us, right? Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. And one's out of time. is there any discussion?
Yeah.
I would say I'm certainly not opposed to the motion. I think it's fine. I would just say in the time that I've been coming to the board, I've never heard the program director invited here before. So I think that it's been, you know, how many years that the board's been meeting without the program director coming? It's generally the business manager and the GM. So I don't think it's necessarily just not being responsible. It's just that I don't think that there had been an invitation before or someone saying you better, you know, show up. So I just wanted to say that. And Carol?
Yeah, I am not going to vote for this motion at this time because I want more information. Evaluations are a process. So in our meeting right now, is part of our process, if part of our process is to invite someone to come to the meeting to talk with them, I'm not sure that that's an appropriate step in an evaluation process, and if that may compromise our evaluation process to invite someone and then to be evaluating them through our questions. So I am going to, I don't know how I'm going to vote on this, but I'm definitely not going to vote for it.